when you have a short meditation like this. You've got to get the mind in position right away. So where is the spot in the body where you tend to like to focus? Focus there. What kind of breathing do you tend to like? Try that breathing right now. See how it feels. Because what generally feels good may not feel good right now. You want to be very careful to pay attention to what you really need right here, right now. And then once you're in place, stay. We're used to meditating longer periods of time, and there's a sense that the mind can just kind of glide down like a glider. Finally land in place 5 minutes before the session is up. Or here you've got about 5 minutes, so you've got to be in place right now. And when you learn the skill of getting into place right now, then the next challenge is to apply that to your longer periods of meditation. Because there's that thought in the back of the mind, if the mind really settles down, what are we going to do with it then? Well, then there's the skill of maintaining, where you stay with the breath, but you're also watchful. See anything that would come up. You get the breath still, get the breath comfortable. Let that sense of comfort spread through the body. And then keep looking all around. Where in the body is there going to be a pattern of tension that suddenly appears like a knot, or a little stirring of tension? Zap it. Think of yourself as being like a spider on a web. The spider is in one corner of the web. If a fly or something else comes into the web, the spider runs right over, takes care of it, and then goes back to its spot. That's how you keep watch over your mind. We're developing a quality that's called metacognition, M-E-T-A. The sense that the mind is aware of itself, watching itself in action. And here the action is trying to keep things still. That's the task. And then try to maintain that, be watchful, be alert all around, and still at the same time. That's a good balance of qualities. Those are the things that allow you to maintain the meditation. And when you can maintain it, then you can use it. John Fuang said these are the three steps to meditation. Doing it, getting the mind in place, maintaining it, and then putting it to use. Trying to carry that stillness into the day and see what happens. How does the mind go out after things? How does it slip out after things? Why? If you're trying to stay with the mind and the body and the breath in the present moment, you'll see these things a lot more clearly. You see, that's what you've got to deal with. You're not dealing with abstractions. You're dealing with events in the mind. And that way you can see when the mind goes for something, why? What's the allure? But then what are the drawbacks? Is it really worth it? When you see these things, you see the allure and you see the drawbacks, and you see that the allure is just not worth it. That's when you can begin to see the escape. You don't have to go after these things. So again, you're dealing with events in the mind as they're happening, rather than abstractions. Because after all, suffering and the causes of suffering, they're not abstractions, they're events in the mind. This is the level you want to be on as you go through the day. And you learn an awful lot about the mind. A lot of useful things about the mind. When you can take that knowledge and stop doing the things that are causing suffering, that's when you're making the most of your meditation. That's when you're putting it to use in the best way possible.